Welcome to The Gathering Place with Blessed Is She. I'm Jenna Gizar.
And I'm Beth Davis.
Pull up a chair and grab a drink.
Or you could just keep doing what you're doing. Pull up a chair in your heart.
Come chat with us about Jesus, prayer, community, and life.
So let's get started.
Hello.
Wait, it's recording.
Oh, sorry.
I just got this app, but you can't edit anything after you record.
So awesome.
Do it in one take.
We have to awesome. Well, we're keeping it real.
From the beginning.
Keeping it real from the very beginning.
You two are crazy. You guys are making me laugh my head off sending me these messages. Like, come on our podcast. I'm like, you have a podcast?
We don't.
Not yet.
It's awesome.
We downloaded this app today and we're getting started.
Really?
With the very best guest we could imagine.
Well, I love it that you two are starting a podcast. That's my new favorite thing.
We were talking about people in our lives that Beth doesn't think that any cool people like her.
It's true, Heather.
Well, you know, I'm pretty cool. I think I'm pretty cool, Beth.
See, Heather's like cool.
Yeah,
that's what I said, Heather.
Sweet of you.
Thanks, that's Jenna.
Yeah. Well, we were saying, I was explaining to Jenna that she's also very cool, but that the cool people that do like me, I kind of slip into this like sidekick role. But I'm not cool in and of myself.
You're not the main event. You're the sidekick.
No, I'm a sidekick to a cool person. So people like let me hang around them.
Oh my gosh.
Because I'm the sidekick to the cool person.
People don't let you hang around them.
Oh,
we want you to be with us, and we want to be with you, you crazy girl.
This is very healing. Thank you, Heather.
This is the whole reason we called you, Heather.
Well, I'm so glad I can interrupt your dinner date.
So, Heather, this app is cool because people can call in and leave us like voice messages, and then we thought it'd be cool to like add the questions to the recording and then answer it.
Awesome. I'm totally interested to see how this works because this is like so much easier than what we do. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how it works too, except we can't edit and you guys have like a great editor, right?
We do. Yeah, we do, which yeah. Which we need because we end up laughing our heads off and totally screen up and saying crazy things. So
yeah. Well, I'm sure the same problem, but we don't have an editor, so everybody's just got to watch their mouth.
It's going to be bloopers all the time. I'm going to love it.
Oh, totally.
That'll be the best thing about it, I think.
I know, right?
This is Heather Kim. Heather, can you do your own intro?
I'm Heather Kim. I'm nobody's sidekick.
True.
I'm Heather Kim. I live in the Vancouver, British Columbia area of Vancouver, which is right on the west coast, about 2 hours north of Seattle. And I'm Catholic and I have three kids and I'm married and have two cute dogs.
I love it. Heather, how long have you
been? We're coming up on 18 years this July 1st.
That's amazing.
I know. Yeah, it's getting real. 18 years. I feel old. Saying that.
Your marriage is a teenager.
I know. We can vote.
My marriage can vote.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love it. Beth, do you want to introduce yourself?
Yep. My name is Beth Davis. I am the Director of Ministry Advancement for Blessed Is She. I get to hang out with Jenna Gizar. Cool person.
Whatever.
Every single day. What else should I say?
That was great.
Oh, thanks.
I'm Jenna Gizar. I am married. I have four daughters.
Cute daughters.
Super cute daughters because they're islanders and islanders are cute.
Here we go.
And I am the founder of Blessed Is She, and that's about it.
That was great.
That was it.
Good job.
Okay, let's start in prayer.
All right.
Yes, I would love to.
In the name of the Father.
Oh my.
And of the Son.
Are you leading it?
And of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Oh, come, Holy Spirit. God, thank you so much for who you are, the gift of your presence. Thank you for planting within our hearts joy and laughter, God. Thank you for giving us these beautiful and deep friendships that draw us closer to you. We pray that today every person who hears this podcast would encounter you in a special way, God, in a tangible way. And we ask you to give us grace for the day. We love you, Jesus. In your name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That was beautiful, Beth.
Thanks, friend.
You're welcome.
You're a good prayer, Beth.
Do you ever get nervous when you do the prayer for Teachable Tuesday?
Yeah, I'm usually, if I like pray a lot of the same stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just because that's how I pray.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, I should probably mix this up. But I'm always like, hey, let's look at Jesus again, because he's already looking at us.
I like that. Oh, Heather, I have a question. We were looking at pictures from the wild retreat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or no, it was videos.
Videos.
And what do you do? We were having a debate. What do you do when, like, Jesus is, like, right in front of you? Like, let's say he's, like, processing around with the priest.
Mm-hmm. In Eucharistic adoration.
In Eucharistic adoration. And when the priest comes, like, right in front of you, do you stand up straight and look at Jesus in the Eucharist?
Well, not stand up, but, kneel. Do you look at Jesus? Or do you, like, bow before him?
Yeah, I usually bow.
What?
Yeah, no judgment on people that look. I just get overwhelmed. So,
right, too.
Yeah, I get overwhelmed, and so I just get low. Yeah.
Well, that is very sweet. You're changing my...
See, Beth?
You're changing my heart.
Beth is like, I just can't stop looking at him.
I just love him. Why am I going to look away?
Eventually, I look at him. But, like, if he's, like, right there, I just can't... I just sort of cave. I'm like, oh, Lord. Like, I just... Yeah, he flattens me. Like, in a good way.
Totally.
Yeah.
Well, that's beautiful.
Yeah, but I used to get sad, like, when adoration was over and they would repose Jesus. I'd be like, don't go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel that.
Heather.
Yeah.
What's something rocking you in prayer lately?
Okay, just, I'll keep it real. So keeping it real right now in my prayer, there's not a whole lot of, like, consolation and things rocking my world. I'm in a season where it's like I just have to choose to do the right thing. And I know it's the right thing, and I want to spend time with the Lord. Mm. And so I do. And part of my prayer time usually involves worship of some kind, song, or just, you know, speaking out worship to God. And yeah, I'm just, like, available, you know, that's kind of where I'm at right now. I'm like, Lord, I love you. I'm just here. I'm available. I'm open. And yeah, just trying to make good choices on the journey right now.
Love that. Thank That's you, beautiful. Heather. Yeah.
So, Beth, what's rocking your world?
Right now, I'm rereading the Gospel of Matthew, and I don't know. It's like I'm encountering Jesus in a new way, and I'm being, like, deeply moved by stories that I know by heart, like things that I thought I knew and ways that I thought I was accustomed to Jesus behaving are, like, brand new to me. And just the other day I was reading about the Roman centurion who wouldn't allow Jesus to come to him and to heal his servant. And I was just weeping in the coffee shop thinking about, I don't know, thinking about the day that Jesus had, like, in the previous chapter, and just hit what he desires to, like, what kind of faith moves his heart.
Yeah.
And I don't know. So probably that. I spent a lot of time just this morning rereading a journal from a few months ago. And so that was really good for me to just remember some of the beautiful things that God had spoken to me that, you know, like the first time through they're meaningful, but sometimes you have to go back and like let them soak in.
Yeah. I do remember something that rocked my world actually on Sunday. now that I'm a little more coherent in my head. So, you know, it was like the part where Peter denies Jesus.
Yes.
In the Palm Sunday readings. And I was thinking about how I heard somebody's reflection on the charcoal fire, because it talks about how he's by a charcoal fire.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's only two charcoal fires talked about, like specified in the scriptures. Oh. And the second one is the one that Jesus lights on the beach.
What?
After, when Peter, when he restores things with Peter.
Wow.
And I thought, it was just striking me again. I was like, oh, he's just so tender, like in every way, like that, even the smell, like he wants to activate, like, you know, almost like reenact the scene for Peter. Like, I'm going to give you an opportunity to re-encounter me and restore the relationship, which I just thought was really beautiful.
You know, I love that same gospel. I think it's John 21 on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Because Jesus asks three times, do you love me?
Yeah.
To restore, to make up for the three betrayals. So, to think about even this, the charcoal fire, like the tender attentiveness of God.
Exactly.
Like the thoroughness of
exactly.
Jesus. Exactly. Yeah. In restoring our hearts and our memories.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to go pray about that right now, Heather.
So cool.
Yeah. How about you, Jenna?
So I've really been thinking a lot about our fruits and like the fruits of the Spirit have never been something that I ever really even thought about. And recently we've been talking about them with Blessed Is She, and so I can't remember where in scripture. Is it in Matthew? I don't know. By your fruits, mm-hmm. they will.
Matthew 7.
By your fruits, they will know you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've just been thinking a lot about that. Like, how do my children like receive me? How does my husband, like, how am I expressing my fruits? Are my fruits good? Am I growing in them? Am I showing them goodness and kindness and joy and, you know, like really being aware of those for the first time in my life and like wanting to be not just an example to them, but really to like show that the Lord is in me, but also like not wanting to show just like to not for credit or anything, but like to feel in my heart that I'm growing in those areas and in those like virtues. Does that make sense?
That's a good reflection. Totally.
Yeah. Yeah. And then just thinking then in Matthew, earlier on in Matthew, where he says the seed is the word of God, like thinking about where I'm being planted and rooted and like how my fruits are coming from where I'm being planted also. And just really trying to be aware of that too.
So what do you girls have going on? What's happening? What's fresh and new with Blessed Is She?
Go ahead, Beth.
Well, I'm in retreat land. So today we just announced our final U.S. retreat that'll be in Houston in October.
Mm.
So I was just...
Are you specifying U.S. because you may do a Canadian retreat?
Mm-hmm. Nope, not Canada.
Heather, we just want everybody to come to your retreat.
We want to go to Royal.
Totally.
Oh my gosh, that would be awesome. Yeah, unfortunately we're sold out. I mean, I'm super, super excited about that. It's coming up in like 3 weeks. So
that's so exciting.
Yeah.
And is our sister Miriam and Michelle going?
They are, yes.
Okay. And Mary Bielski, right?
And Mary Bielski, yes. Amazing. She's awesome. So I'm super excited. And then our good friend, Father Tim Hepburn from Atlanta is flying.
No.
Yeah, he's a bomb. Yeah, no so way. Good. Yeah, so it's...
Who does music for you guys?
I do.
Oh, that's amazing.
I kind of wear a lot of hats on this weekend that I'm hosting, which eventually I hope to remove some of those and just have other people step into those roles. But... Yeah, it's super great. Like, I really love the collaboration And that's one of my favorite things, like to work in collaboration with other people, where I can just like slip into the things that I feel like the Lord has called me to, and you know, the gifts that he's blessed me with, and I don't have to do it all. So I'm really excited about that weekend. It's always a major blessing for me as well.
Amazing. So, cool. Yeah.
Well, we'll be praying.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And one day we'll attend.
I would love that.
It'd be awesome.
That's maybe another conversation we need to have, not on a podcast.
Okay. So yeah. So Beth is specifying U.S. because so we're going where?
We have 6 retreats in the U.S. in 2018. So we've already inaugurated our theme of wild here in Phoenix.
That was I love it. And I've seen your logo and it's awesome. Looks great. Yeah,
it's pretty cool. So we'll be in San Jose for the Northwest region, serving the ladies up there in May. And then St. Paul in August for our Midwest region. We'll be in Pensacola for the Southern Gals in September, Houston in October. Texas has its own regional group. So
those Texans.
I know. We're very excited to be there in Houston in October. And then November, we'll be in DC at the John Paul II National Shrine.
Nice.
Yeah. So we're excited about that.
I'm excited about everything you guys are doing. It's awesome.
And then tell Heather and the rest of the people about the last one.
So we are, we're planning, God willing, to have a retreat in Ireland.
Stop!
Over Thanksgiving of this year.
You need a worship leader? That's so great. Ireland. Yeah, really excited. I love that.
Yeah. So we've got an awesome ground team of ladies there. Working on it, and we have just a wonderful regional group in Europe, so we're hoping lots of those ladies from all over will join us in November in Dublin.
It was so cool. We went and met with the bishop here in the Diocese of Phoenix, and we just sat down with him and shared about Blessed Is She, and he kind of just wanted to hear about the things that we had going on, and so we mentioned Ireland, and he like lit up about it. Like, we just mentioned it, kind of just like, this is what we're thinking, you know, just, and his reaction was so, so, so beautiful.
Oh, I just, when you have the support of a bishop, it's just,
yeah, that's totally. That's yeah, great. It was a huge consolation and encouragement for Jenna and I, but also our spiritual advisor, Father John Parks, was there. And he loves to joke that when he saw the bishop react to that news, he was like already mentally packing his bags.
Father Parks is going with us.
So. Yeah. Oh,
so fun.
So excited. Yeah.
Oh, so we're thrilled. Great. We're praying hard for Ireland, for the country, for the women there. So
yeah, well, I'll join you in that. I'll be praying too for you all.
It's a cool just connection that our theme of wild comes from the verse in scripture, John chapter 3:8. Mm-hmm. The wind blows where it wills, so it is with everyone born of the Spirit. And that image of the Holy Spirit as the wild goose is a Celtic image. Yeah. So it just seems totally appropriate that super of all good. The retreats to go, you know, to take us international for the first time, it would be the Holy Spirit and the wild goose.
Right. Right. And another awesome wild goose connection is I was at a friend's birthday party the other night and we were all drinking wild goose wine and it was really good.
Okay, well,
I'm like, wild goose, this is of the Lord. Let's do it.
We'll have to do some research.
I know. You may have to in preparation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's exciting, ladies. I've been so excited to see all the fruit that's happening with Blessed Is She. And I keep up with all the things that you're doing on social media and get your emails and all that. It's just great. It's wonderful to see how God is working through the ministry and through you both.
Thanks, man.
So appreciative of the gift you are to the church.
Thanks, Heather. And you know what I realized? You didn't even tell us about your podcast.
Oh, yeah. I want
to hear how you guys are loving
Henry Nouwen's book.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I have a podcast, too. I forgot. I didn't do a very good intro of myself. So I am part of the Abiding Together podcast with Michelle Bensinger and Sister Miriam James Highland. And it's a weekly podcast. And we just are currently about to finish up next week our book study on Henry Nouwen's Life of the Beloved. So we did several weeks of a book study. And it's just been so fun to journey with women on social media and just hear their answers to all the questions and read the book. It's such a good book. Like Michelle keeps saying, it's simply profound. And I would say that's such that's a great summary of what it's like to read that book. It's been really, really good. Very fruitful. Have you all read it before?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, it's good. It's easy. I don't like getting into like really thick, hard books anymore. Like I studied theology at Franciscan University and all that. I don't know. I'm just at a different stage now. Like I like deep, but I like it, you know, in small chunks and easy to digest because I end up mulling over it, you know, quite a bit. So this has been a really good book.
Yeah, it's the best description for the book because you could really sit with just a paragraph or a page or two. Mm-hmm. And have plenty to unpack there.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, it's been great. And one of the best things that I love about the podcast is that it's become an avenue for other women to connect with each other. You know, like we're hearing about lots of different groups and friends, like getting together in homes or at churches to listen to the podcast and have coffee and chat and, you know, have their babies there, you know, or other women just listening, like when they're folding laundry or whatever it is. So to just be able to hear this connection that's growing with it has been a huge gift. Yeah, really. I'm so appreciative of that. Mm-hmm. It's good.
That's cool.
Well, Heather, thank you for being such a good sport. You're so sweet.
Oh, thanks for having me. It was good to chat with you both. I love you dearly.
Love you, you too.
Thanks so much for gathering with us here on the Blessed Is She podcast.
Send over all your questions using the Anchor app. We'd love to hear from you.
Connect with us at blessedisshe.net/community and join us on all your favorite social media platforms.
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
I love Twitter.
Until next time.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.